His Unwanted Wife, The World's Coveted Genius. Chapter 1. In the evening, heavy rain poured over Oath as Belinda Wright made her way to Dream Club. She was soaked through, but somehow managed to keep the cake she held untouched by the downpour. Upon reaching the entrance to the private room, Belinda nudged the door open slightly. Verena, throughout the 3 years you vanished, not once did Lucas cease his search for you. And now, you are finally back. Hearing those words from inside the room, Belinda froze mid-step. Verena. The same Verena Reed who used to be Lucas Clark's girlfriend. But hasn't Lucas already gotten married? Asked a soft female voice. Ah, Verena, there's no need to concern yourself with that woman Lucas married. Lucas was coerced into that marriage by his father, who threatened to kill you if Lucas didn't comply. Lucas married that woman only to protect you. Really? Verena's doubt was evident in her voice. Absolutely. Why else would Lucas choose someone like Belinda? She's so unappealing and overweight. Besides, she's an illegitimate daughter. Marrying her was Lucas's way of annoying his father, of getting back at him. Outside the private room, Belinda felt a chill run through her. Her complexion drained of color as the words sank in. Recalling the night when Lucas had proposed, she remembered how her heart had soared with joy. She had been blissfully unaware of the harsh truth. She had believed herself incredibly fortunate, never realizing she was merely a pawn in a revenge plot. Explore fresh tales at galnovels.com. It turned out Lucas had only married her because she was, in their cruel eyes, ugly and fat. Belinda couldn't help but let out a bitter laugh, her body wavering slightly as she stood frozen in place. She clenched the door handle tightly to steady herself. Speaking of Belinda, it has been 5 hours since she left. It's doubtful she'll ever show up. Delight Desserts is way out in the eastern suburbs, and just getting there and back takes more than 3 hours. Besides, that place is notorious for its long queues. Surely, Belinda isn't foolish enough to go there. If Lucas requested it, Belinda would go there even if Delight Desserts were in another city. Everyone knows how deeply she loves Lucas. She's so pathetic. Upon hearing these scornful remarks, Belinda inhaled deeply, put on a stoic expression, and thrust the door to the private room open, making her entrance. Her gaze quickly found the figure of confidence and charm at the center of the room. Lucas was sitting on the sofa with his legs elegantly crossed, embodying a casual yet graceful air. His visage was stunningly attractive, every feature exquisitely sculpted. This man was Belinda's husband, the esteemed leader of the Triumph Consortium. A hush fell over the room when everyone saw Belinda enter. Shortly thereafter, a voice laced with mockery pierced the silence. Verena, ever wonder what Lucas's wife looks like? Take a look at her now. At that moment, Belinda's appearance was disheveled. Rain-soaked clothes clung to her, accentuating her large frame. Strands of hair were plastered to her damp face, highlighting a noticeable dark mark on her left cheek. Chapter 2. Ignoring the disdainful stares, Belinda approached Lucas, setting the cake on the coffee table with a strained smile. Lucas, I brought the mousse cake you requested. Without even glancing at Belinda, Lucas slid the cake toward Verena, saying in a charming voice, Here, you can have it now. Verena responded with a bashful smile. I just mentioned it casually. I didn't expect you would actually ask her to buy it. A jolt of realization struck Belinda, her eyes widening in shock. She felt as though her heart had been pierced by a knife. The cake she had spent nearly 5 hours to get. It was meant for Verena? Verena, you see how deeply Lucas cares about you now, don't you? He would fetch the moon for you if you desired it. That's right. Go ahead and eat the cake. After all, Belinda just spent 5 hours getting it. Don't let her efforts go to waste. At that, Belinda's fists clenched at her sides. She felt like the biggest fool in the world. Just then, Lucas rose and strode toward Belinda, meeting her gaze with an expressionless face. In a cold voice, he said, "The divorce papers are on the coffee table at home. Sign them when you go back." "Divorce papers?" The color drained from Belinda's face as she stared at Lucas, her lips quivering. G Alpha Eta Sigma Nu S-Com offers tales worth telling. Lucas's expression remained indifferent. "I married you only to appease my father and to keep Verena out of harm's way. Now that she has returned, I can ensure her safety." Belinda understood the implication behind his words. Their marriage had merely been a strategic move. With his objective fulfilled, Lucas now saw no further use for her, a wife who only brought him embarrassment. Thinking of this, Belinda suddenly smiled. But her smile was tinged with resignation and bitter irony. She looked up at Lucas, her eyes filled with sorrow, yet clinging to a sliver of hope. "Lucas, in all our years together, was I nothing more than just a convenient tool for you?" Laughter erupted around Belinda, cruel and mocking. Is Belinda delusional? Does she truly expect Lucas could have any affection for her? Can't she see herself? She's so ugly. Ignoring the cruel insults, Belinda kept her gaze locked on Lucas, her determination for an answer evident. With a cold voice, Lucas said, "Yes." Tears immediately welled in Belinda's eyes. In that moment, it felt as though her heart had been ripped out, thrown to the floor, and mercilessly crushed. The pain was overwhelming. A hollow chuckle escaped Belinda, laden with despair. "I see," she murmured. She nodded slowly, accepting her fate. "I'll sign the divorce papers when I get home." Chapter 3. "See you tomorrow at 10 at the courthouse," Lucas said coldly. He then turned and sat back on the sofa. Belinda's steps were heavy as she moved toward the door to leave. Just then, Verena's soft voice echoed. "Lucas, I'm too full. Can I discard this cake?" Hearing that, Belinda froze. "Of course," Lucas replied. Upon hearing Lucas's response, Belinda shut her eyes, letting her tears mix with the raindrops on her face. She left the room quickly and made her way back to Reverie Villa, the home she had shared with Lucas. On the coffee table awaited the divorce papers, just as Lucas had mentioned. Belinda scanned the documents and noted the settlement terms. After she divorced Lucas, she would receive $300 million and two luxurious houses. Despite having used her, Lucas had ensured she wouldn't walk away empty-handed. 3 years of marriage now equated to $300 million and two properties. Wasn't that a form of profit? With a bitter smile, Belinda signed the divorce papers. Just then, a tear splashed onto the document. She hurriedly dabbed at it and looked up, trying to hold back any further tears. At that moment, her phone buzzed with a new message. It was from her mentor. "Belinda, have you decided yet? Don't pass up this chance to study abroad. It's an incredible opportunity. You'll regret missing out." Belinda looked at the message, her resolve strengthening as she replied, "I've decided. I will go abroad to study." For weeks, Belinda had been uncertain about accepting the offer to study abroad. Now, clarity had come. She would seize this opportunity. It was time for her to begin anew. She wanted a new life, one that was truly her own. After replying to the message, she slipped her phone into her pocket and began to pack. Though the previous day's rain had left her feverish, she pushed herself fever and all to the courthouse by 10 the following morning. However, even after the clock ticked past 11, Lucas still hadn't shown up. Belinda decided to call him. Verena's voice greeted her as soon as the call connected. "Lucas, can you help me here?" Then, Lucas's voice came through. "I'm tied up right now. We'll reschedule the courthouse visit." Chapter 4. With that, he ended the call abruptly. Belinda stared at her phone as the call disconnected, a knot forming in her throat. With a heavy heart, she composed a final text to Lucas. Then, she removed her SIM card and discarded it in the nearest bin. She pocketed her phone and walked away without a backward glance. Today was not just any day, it was her departure day for Chixton. Belinda made a vow to herself that once overseas, she would erase all memories of Lucas from her mind. 3 years had passed, and the ambience at the Thomas family estate in Oath was alive with excitement. In the grand banquet hall, laughter and conversations mingled with the thick fragrance of perfumes. The Thomas family, one of the top four influential families in Oath, wielded considerable power. That evening, they celebrated the return of their family head's goddaughter from overseas with a lavish banquet. The city's elite had turned out in full force for the occasion. "Lucas, isn't it true that Belinda returned today as well?" Ryan Adams inquired from a corner of the room. Hearing the question, Lucas paused for a moment, his fingers tightening around his wine glass. After a brief pause, he nodded to confirm the news, savoring a sip of wine. Clad in a sharp dark blue suit, Lucas exuded an air of meticulous sophistication. "It's about time," Ryan exclaimed, turning to look at Verena, who stood next to Lucas. "That woman Lucas married should have been gone from his life long ago. Congratulations, Verena. It must be only a matter of time before you become Mrs. Clark." Verena responded with a slight smile, her voice gentle. "Being close to Lucas is what matters to me, not the title of his wife." Despite her words, her intent gaze on Lucas spoke volumes about her true feelings, her expectation to marry him evident to all observers. Lucas averted his eyes, his finger idly tapping his glass, remaining silent. Catching Verena's hopeful look, Ryan said, "Lucas clearly adores you, Verena. Once he is free from Belinda, he'll no doubt make you his wife right away." "Right, Lucas." Lucas remained unresponsive, seemingly lost in his own thoughts. Verena's lips parted as though she was about to speak, but the room's attention was suddenly drawn elsewhere by a stir at the entrance. All heads turned as the sound of clicking heels resonated across the marble floor, echoing with the heartbeat of the crowd. A striking figure in a fiery red gown appeared. The gown had a deep V-neck and shimmering sequins, with a fishtail hem that danced as the woman walked. Her presence was undeniably magnetic, her figure flawless. Her refined features were framed by bright eyes, their charm enhanced by dark eyeliner. Chapter 5. Her beauty was not only seen but felt, leaving everyone present stunned. "Oh my God! Who is that woman? I can't believe someone so captivating has been here in Oath all along. Why haven't I seen her before?" Ryan couldn't hide his astonishment. "Indeed, she is quite striking," Verena commented with a smile. Lucas slowly raised his eyes to look at the woman, and his gaze narrowed sharply at the sight. "I like her. I'll get her number right now. Just wait for my good news," Ryan quickly declared, heading toward the woman with determined steps. Approaching her, Ryan flashed a smile he believed to be his most charming. "Hello, beautiful. I'm Ryan Adams, son of the Adams Group's chairman. Would you allow me the pleasure of your acquaintance?" Belinda looked at Ryan, a subtle smile playing on her lips. Previously, among Lucas's circle, Ryan had been particularly harsh toward her, always hurling insults in her direction. He had called her many foul names, never considering her feelings at all. But now, here he was, standing before her, clearly captivated by her beauty. The sweet irony of it all amused Belinda. For more reading. Seeing her charming smile, Ryan was momentarily spellbound. He cleared his throat and said, "Could I possibly have the pleasure of knowing your name?" As Belinda opened her mouth, about to speak, a deep voice interrupted her, saying, "Belinda." Belinda and Ryan simultaneously looked over. The approaching man carried himself with an ease and allure that seemed to fill the space around him. "Mr. Thomas," Ryan said with respect. After giving Ryan a brief nod, Darren Thomas turned to look at Belinda. "Belinda, let's go. It's time to join Uncle Santino and the rest. Your godfather is waiting for you." Okay, Belinda responded, quickly falling into step beside Darren. As Belinda walked away, Ryan's expression registered his astonishment. He hastened back to Lucas and the others, barely containing his excitement. Did you see that? That woman is Santino Thomas's goddaughter. And Mr. Thomas just called her Belinda or something. Anyway, her name sounds elegant. Hearing Ryan's words, Lucas narrowed his eyes slightly. Vincent James, who had been quiet earlier, chimed in, Santino and his wife never had children of their own. Despite attempts by relatives to have their children adopted by them, they rejected every proposal. It was only 3 years ago that they publicly announced a goddaughter in Chixton, whom they adore. I always assumed she was from there, but now, it turns out she's from our country. Ryan suddenly burst out laughing, his enthusiasm evident. I was hesitant about the task my mom had assigned me, but now, I'm fully committed. Ryan's mother had hoped he would forge a good connection with Santino's goddaughter. Chapter 6. You can't pursue her. She's not an option, Lucas interjected in a low, gravelly voice, cutting through the chatter. Hearing that, Ryan and Verena were visibly taken aback. They both turned to look at Lucas. Why not? Ryan demanded, confusion in his voice. Lucas's face was expressionless, his gaze fixed on Ryan. Because I said so. His voice carried a commanding tone, his striking features betraying no emotion. Expressions shifted on both Ryan's and Verena's faces. Verena looked at Lucas and opened her mouth, about to speak. But before she could say anything, Lucas abruptly rose from the sofa and exited the room. Verena watched him leave, her hands balling into fists out of frustration. She was lost in thought. Why did Lucas object to Ryan pursuing that woman? Belinda exited the restroom, straightening her dress, ready to return to the hall. She paused abruptly when she noticed a tall, handsome man casually leaning against the wall nearby. Lucas glanced over at Belinda, their eyes briefly meeting. Belinda held his gaze for a second before casually looking away and walking past him. She pretended she didn't know Lucas at all, ignoring his presence completely. Wait, stop. Lucas's cold voice echoed. Belinda stopped and turned, her eyes locking with Lucas's. A slight smile played on her lips as she said, "Can I help you with anything, sir?" Her voice was soothing, like a soft melody. Belinda had thought 3 years would help her forget the man who had brought so much pain into her life. Yet, seeing Lucas now, she realized that his image was already ingrained in her memory. But she could remain composed in front of him now. Lucas chuckled coldly at her words, staring at her pointedly. His smirk was tinged with irony as he said, "Belinda, are you pretending to have amnesia now?" Belinda was stunned for a moment. Had Lucas actually recognized her? Her eyes sparkled with a hint of surprise as she asked, "What do you need from me, Mr. Clark?" "No longer pretending now, huh?" Lucas said sharply. With a light smirk, Belinda responded, "Seeing as you've recognized me, there seems to be little point in continuing the charade." Lucas walked to stand before Belinda. "Belinda, did you think that since you fled 3 years ago, you could avoid our divorce?" Chapter 7. Fled. Belinda responded as if she had heard a funny joke. She stared back defiantly, her eyes brimming with derision. "You were the one who didn't show up that day, Lucas. You set the time, but then you postponed it? Why should I wait for you like some sort of servant? Do you think you're that important?" Belinda's words, sharp and dripping with irony, caused Lucas to frown slightly. His expression darkened as he began to speak, but before he could continue, Belinda interjected. "No need to worry, Mr. Clark. We'll definitely finalize the divorce. I'll see you at the courthouse tomorrow at 10. Turning to leave, she hesitated for a moment and then glanced back at Lucas with a sarcastic edge in her eyes. "Try to show up on time this time, Mr. Clark." We both know how valuable our time is. With that, she walked away without a second glance. After passing a corner, she paused, her lashes fluttering as she composed herself. Despite her outward poise, her heart was anything but steady. Drawing a deep breath, Belinda made her way back to the hall. Upon entering, she was greeted by a sudden commotion from the crowd. "Mr. Singh, are you all right?" "Mr. Singh. Someone call an ambulance, quickly. Jordi. Jordi, come on, wake up. Don't scare me like this." As the cries continued, a figure brushed past Belinda, rushing toward the center of the commotion. Jordi Singh, a middle-aged man, was sprawled on the floor, his complexion turning an alarming shade of blue. He looked like he was having trouble breathing. Lucas quickly kneeled beside Jordi. "Lucas." At the sight of Lucas, Amanda Singh, Jordi's distressed wife, seemed to find comfort. "Stay calm, Mrs. Singh. Mr. Singh is going to be okay," Lucas reassured Amanda in a soothing tone. Then, he turned to address the crowd, saying, "Someone get Santino to bring the family doctor here." "Move aside," demanded a clear, authoritative female voice suddenly. At that moment, Belinda walked over to Jordi. She attempted to kneel beside him, but her gown was too restrictive. With a slight frown, she ripped the hem of her gown without hesitation. Now kneeling beside Jordi, Belinda swiftly unbuttoned his shirt to assess his condition, a mask of concentration on her face. "How is he?" Darren inquired from close by. Turning swiftly to Darren, Belinda said, "Get the medical kit, quick." "Okay," Darren replied. Belinda then addressed the onlookers. "Could everyone please back up? He needs more air." Chapter 8. The people around complied and stepped back, allowing more space for Jordi and Belinda. Lucas watched Belinda manage the emergency with efficient calm, lost in thought. He recalled then that Belinda had studied medicine in university before. Soon, the Thomas family butler arrived with the medical kit, exclaiming, "Here you go, the medical kit." Belinda opened the kit, pulling out alcohol, cotton swabs, and a syringe. She moistened a cotton swab with alcohol and disinfected a spot near Jordi's heart. Then, she began preparing the syringe. After a while, she was about to inject Jordi. "Wait." Suddenly, an urgent cry from a woman made Belinda stop. "Excuse me, are you a doctor? Don't act so recklessly. Can you be held accountable if something happens to the man?" Verena's voice cut through the tense atmosphere. Belinda momentarily hesitated and then turned to face Verena with a cold look. "Be quiet. Your interruptions aren't needed when I'm trying to save a life. You." Verena, startled by the rebuke, was about to say more when Amanda stepped forward. "Lucas. Control your friend." Amanda's demeanor was both cold and authoritative. If her actions delay the treatment of Jordi and something happens to him, I won't let her off easily. Lucas remained silent, merely casting an icy glance at Verena. The coldness in his glance sent a shiver through Verena, silencing her. She bit her lip tightly, not daring to speak further. Just then, Darren said to everyone, "Belinda is soon to join the cardiac surgery department at Grand Plains General Hospital. Should anything go wrong, the Thomas family will take responsibility. Any other concerns?" This revelation surprised everyone present. Grand Plains General Hospital was not only a leading hospital in OATH but also nationally respected for its medical expertise, particularly in cardiac surgery. Amanda's face lit up immediately. She turned to Belinda and said, "I believe in you. Please, help my husband." "Okay, don't worry," Belinda replied confidently. Without further delay, she positioned the syringe at a precise location below Jordi's sternum and along his left rib margin, then inserted the needle. The room fell silent, all eyes fixed on her actions. Just then, The Thomas family doctor arrived, asking, "Where is the patient? SHH." The crowd quickly shushed him, signaling for quiet. Momentarily stunned at first, the doctor soon realized what was happening. He observed Belinda's procedure without a word, holding his breath. After a moment, a guest whispered to the doctor, "What exactly is she doing?" Chapter 9. The nearby crowd leaned in, their interest piqued. The family doctor replied in a low voice, "She's conducting a pericardiocentesis. This man has accumulated fluid around his heart, and this procedure is meant to drain it to relieve his distress." "I see," came a murmur in response. As time seemed to stand still, all eyes were fixed on Belinda. After a while, she finally removed the syringe from Jordy. Relief washed over the crowd as color began to return to Jordy's face, though his breaths were still shallow. Soon after, medical professionals arrived and quickly transported Jordy to the hospital. Darren extended a hand to help Belinda rise from her kneeling position. After the intense focus required for the procedure, Belinda felt a slight numbness in her legs as she stood up. "Bellini," a voice called out. Santino Thomas approached with a warm smile. Bellini was a special nickname given to Belinda by Santino and his wife, Molly Thomas, symbolizing their hopes for Belinda to embrace a new chapter in her life. A guest inquired with curiosity, "Mr. Thomas, is this exceptional young woman your goddaughter?" Santino looked at Belinda with a warm, affectionate smile before facing the guests and saying, "That's right. She is the goddaughter of Molly and me." A chorus of admiration followed. "Lucky for us that Bellini was here today. She is so young, yet she is already about to join the prestigious cardiac surgery department at Grand Plains General Hospital. She is truly remarkable." While praises flowed freely toward her, Belinda maintained her poise, unaffected by the flattering words. Once the banquet officially commenced, Belinda and Darren led the opening dance. Their dance included close steps and touches, which, to the audience, appeared intimate. Everyone believed Belinda and Darren made a good match. Lucas, seated with his legs crossed and his hand idly tapping his thigh, watched them. His expression was neutral, but those familiar with him could sense the storm beneath his calm facade. The following morning at the courthouse, Lucas and Belinda arrived on time. When Belinda saw Lucas, she walked past him without a word and entered the building. Lucas watched her graceful figure, his eyes narrowing slightly. Chapter 10. As they sat in the waiting area, Belinda's phone abruptly rang. She glanced at the caller ID, her expression showing a flicker of impatience before stepping away to answer the call. "Hello, what is it?" "Star, Elsa Torres from ASEAN emailed again. She's insisting that you perform her son's surgery," came the cheerful voice of a woman. Belinda responded with a hint of disinterest, "I'm not available. Her son's condition isn't critical, and their local specialists are more than capable of performing the surgery. There's no need for me to do that." The woman on the other end of the line laughed softly. "Understandable, but you know how it is with mothers and their children. Elsa wants nothing but the best for her son, which apparently means you." Belinda sighed and dismissed the idea once more. "Tell her no. I'm busy here. I need to hang up now." After ending the call, Belinda rejoined Lucas in the waiting area. About 5 minutes later, Lucas's phone suddenly rang. He took the call, and his face immediately showed concern. "I will be there immediately," he said quickly before ending the call. "Lucas." Belinda quickly caught his arm, stopping him from leaving. With a firm gaze, she said, "I don't care what has come up, but we need to get divorced today." Belinda believed that from Lucas's concerned expression, the person who had called him must have been Verena. Lucas replied in a deep voice, "It's my father. He has been taken to the hospital." Belinda's face immediately took on a serious expression. She rose swiftly and said, "I'm coming with you." Without a word, Lucas turned and walked toward the exit. Inside the VIP ward at Grand Plains General Hospital. Mom! Lucas exclaimed as he entered the room. How's Dad? He was fine until he took a phone call that upset him greatly, causing an asthma attack, Norma Clark explained. Only after she had said that did she notice Belinda, who had followed Lucas into the ward. Norma looked at Belinda, puzzled at first, but then her eyes widened in recognition and astonishment. Belinda? My goodness! What have you been through these 3 years to transform so drastically? Belinda was recognizable to Norma by her distinct facial features. Before, even though Belinda had been heavy and had a noticeable dark spot on her face, her facial features had always been distinct and beautiful. Norma, Belinda said with a steady voice, greeting her. Just then, Harold stirred in his bed. Norma quickly turned toward him, visibly relieved to see him awake, but still slightly concerned. Oh, you gave me quite a fright.